That's right. We're back.
And you know, they don't know this about pigs, but they're actually quite aggressive.
That's right. Yeah, well, they'll come at you. They'll take you down.
Never don't trust you know? A pig farmer.
And never trust a pig farmer.
Oh, yeah. I'd go back to Snatch. And yeah. I was like, yeah, I get a pack of hungry pigs. Yeah.
How many times have we talked about that on this podcast?
Probably too many for the audience. So, like, fuck, stop talking about this movie.
He just came out with a new one.
We fucking
Guy Ritchie.
Guy Ritchie.
Guy Ritchie. Oh, I can't think of it. He just came out with a new one.
Google it.
Yeah, we'll Google it.
Somebody get on that.
I haven't been in the movies in forever.
Yeah, I've been in the movies since before COVID.
I'd like to go again before they become totally obsolete. Although yeah. There'll probably still be movie theaters that just show like old movies, I can imagine, when we get old.
I don't think the movie theater will go. The Gentleman. Oh, yeah, The Gentleman, yeah. Yeah, I know what you're talking about with, what's his name, McConaughey.
Yeah. Sometimes you got to go backwards to go forwards.
You are right, yes.
Yeah, McConaughey.
All right.
Oh, you know what I like about high school girls?
Yeah, I like
Colin
Farrell.
The older I get, they just stay the same.
Yes, they do.
I got a four barrel positive traction.
Sir, you gotta get away from 400. School. You're not allowed here, man. I don't want to call the cops again. Anyone need a ride? Everybody got a ride home? Just making sure.
You girls need a ride.
Hop on back of the Matador. Go take a spin. Got my friend Bill with me.
I bet Bill Cosby did get released at the age of 83 years old last week.
Why did he get released?
On a technicality.
Because he's too old to diddle anybody anymore, yeah. I guess.
I mean, I don't think Bill's doing much roofing anymore.
No, and he's definitely not going to make a career comeback.
Yeah. You look pretty rough there standing in front of his house when I saw the press conference. His lawyers were shouting and taking their victory lap. But it was on a technicality because
I guess
in 2008 he made a deal with the former prosecutor saying that
made a deal with Goldman Sachs.
Yeah, that that yes, he in the past had given sedatives to girls that he wanted to go to bed with, and they made the deal that he would not spend any time. And then the new prosecutor came in and basically tried him for the same exact thing, which you can't do because that's illegal.
Double jeopardy.
Yeah. That's illegal in America. But they had to prove it, you know, and then they like beefed up the case. Like usually there's like two or three witnesses, but they ended up putting five into it where, you know.
Well, I'm sure there was more of it, and a lot of them were kind of sleepy.
Yeah. I don't remember much.
Why do I have pudding pops stuck to my ass?
I remember drinking a Cosmo, and then I was in a cab.
Just woke up with
home.
Just woke up wearing nothing but an itchy wool sweater draped across me.
An ugly wool sweater.
Yeah, and they're all the worst colors together. I don't know what they're going for.
But yeah, Bill got released. You know, we know he's probably a dirtbag. You know, but I mean that's it was kind of the thing back there in the '60s, '70s, slipping the girls the Mickeys. You know, hey, she doesn't want to go to bed with me. Here you go. There's a roofie for you. They didn't call them roofies back then. They call it slipping you the Mickey.
That was in Seinfeld. They had it like, you slipped me a Mickey.
Have you ever been Mickey?
No.
No,
I'm smarter than that. No. I opened my own beer.
Nope. I got Mickey once.
Yeah, I think
Las Vegas. I worked at the
weird
Hofbräu. Hold on. This story gets extremely weird. I worked at the Hofbräu house, and I wasn't working this night, but all the staff were getting together at this bar across the street after work.
Yeah, fair enough.
And so. Me and my roommate at the time, Alex, drove our Harleys, rode our Harleys down to the show or to the bar. We get to the bar. There's two girls there that I'm talking to, and this guy who has just started working for us. He was a dishwasher, just started working for us. Had bought them two Long Island iced teas. The girls drank it. They didn't like it. I thought something was wrong with them. And so I said, well, screw it. If you guys don't like them, I'll drink them. So about 20 minutes in, all of a sudden, the guy kind of just all of a sudden picks up and leaves. The girls think because they kind of ditched him to start talking to me, that that's why he's mad. Or, you know, leaving.
Well, it's partially right. True. Oh, yeah.
Christian just rolls in and takes my ladies. He didn't even have to slip them to Mickey. Not every, no.
I was the expo chef, and so, you know, expo chefs get a lot of respect.
You're expediting a lot.
Yeah. You want your food, baby? Yeah. Yeah. You meet me later. You know, back by the dumpster. You know where I like it.
Are you a sucks chef?
So,
you want your ticket moved up?
The night moves on. About like an hour later, all of a sudden, I start feeling like I was like, all right, I'm getting really buzzed. And I was like, all right, let's, I was like, Alex, let's go home before I get, you know, drunk. Had a 10-minute ride, 15-minute ride, maybe. Do not drink and drive.
Yeah, don't, especially ride a motorcycle.
Especially ride a motorcycle.
Yeah, do not this drink. This is your public service announcement.
Yeah.
Public
service
announcement. People make mistakes and do retarded things when they're young.
They do. They get too full of themselves. They make stupid songs. They do a weird Jeep commercial. And next thing you know, they're riding a motorcycle, and bam, DUI.
And then you're the last monkey eating all the lunches.
So I'm riding home, and I remember getting on the highway. I don't remember anything past that.
Shit.
Alex said to me the next day, he goes, Christian, he goes, I thought something was horribly wrong with you. He goes, man, you were sitting there riding on your bike, on the motorcycle. And he goes, and we're on the highway, and he goes, dude, you're going 20 miles an hour, and you're rubbing your face with your left hand. And when we got to the house, Alex followed me the entire way home. We got to the house going like 20, 30 miles an hour.
Took a minute.
We pull into the driveway. I don't even kick the kickstand down. I just lay the bike down. Alex, of course, gets off of his, grabs the bike up, lifts it up, puts down the kickstand, and he walks in the room. He goes, dude, you just laid across the bed. He goes, you're on a corner of the bed. You're half on, half off. He goes, you're a fat ass. He goes, I had to roll you over onto the bed to get you over there. And he goes, and I threw a blanket over you. I was like,
and then put a trash can under your head in case you threw up.
He did. He put my desk trash can.
Give me like, hey, bro, there's a trash can right there. Okay. If you got a leg, Ralph, throw up in that.
He kept checking on me. He said he checked on me like twice in the night. And I was like, oh, cool, thanks, dude. But the next day I woke up, and it was the first time, and only first and only time, I've ever had a hangover. I don't suffer from
those. Right, hitting the hall, we'll do that to you, I guess.
Yeah.
And create the walk of shame.
Yeah. My stepfather at the time was a doctor. He's gone, but he, I called him. I was like, listen, I was like, I'm like floored right now. I said, he goes, well, that's just alcohol. And I was like, no. I was like, doc, I said, I had two drinks. I was like, that was it. I was like, I'm floored right now. I was like, I feel like I got hit by a bus. And he goes, come by the clinic. We'll check you out. So he got me to the clinic, drew blood, did all these damn tests on me.
Because you have lymphoma.
Actually, he also gave me an antibiotic. He goes, oh,
apparently, you have herpes. You have herpes,
virus,
too.
So he gave me an antibiotic.
Not only did you get roofied, but now you have herpes. Yeah, so
he came to me. He goes, how's your butthole?
Like, what? What are you, what? What's, like, whoa, what are you talking about?
He goes,
kind of personal question, huh?
What's up, man? How's your bottle?
He goes, no, Christian. He goes, you got Mickey'd. And I was like, Mickey? And he goes, roofied. And I was like, oh. I was like,
really?
How do you? He goes,
I goes, and I didn't even get laid.
No,
those chicks left.
Christian, he goes, the amount that you had. He goes, who are the drinks? He goes, people like you don't get roofied. He goes, who are the drinks for? Whose drink did you drink? And I said, what are you talking about? I still didn't even register. And he goes, you drank somebody else's drink. He goes, that is not for
you.
Somebody your size. How the fuck are they going to rape somebody your size?
And I was maybe he was open.
And I was like, well, I was like, there was two girls that I said they had two Long Island iced teas. And he goes, Christian, if these girls would have done a quarter of what's in your system right now, they'd be dead. He goes, their hearts would have stopped. He goes, thank God. At the time, I was playing rugby, so I was like 309. I was really built. You know, I had a six pack. you could kind of see it over the keg. I'm like,
over the keg. Over the,
yeah, but it was there.
You had some ridges there.
There was
ridges. Some keg ridges.
Yeah. So at first you would look at it and you're like, this fat rolls. And all of a sudden you're like, oh, wait, he works out. Never mind. All right. But he goes, yeah, he goes, you're lucky you're the size you are. He goes, this whoever did this, it was like one of their first times doing it.
Yeah.
He goes, because they just overdid it. And he goes, well, if it would have been your
I would have found that guy and killed him.
Yeah.
The next day, the next day, we all show up to work. Or, well, sorry, following that day. We all show up to work, and the girls came up to me. They're like, Christian,
you can't handle your alcohol.
Yeah, they're like, no. They're like, Christian, listen, did you get really weird off that drink that you drank? And I was like, funny story.
Yeah,
yes, I did.
Yes, I did. The girls drank about a quarter of each drink, you know, probably about two sips.
Yeah.
That alone, they had the same exact symptoms as I did.
Oh, shit.
From that same deal. And they had the same exact symptoms.
Yeah, so if they had drank the whole thing.
But they had the same exact. So at 20, like, or whatever, you know, a couple sips of that, and I drank both of them down. Imagine what that would have done to them. And they were 5'6", 5'7", 5'8", right. Maybe.
They
just slipped off into the neither world.
Yeah, dude, I mean, just like, why people do that? I don't know.
It doesn't make any sense.
It makes no
terrible
sense.
Thing.
Well, it does make sense.
Obviously.
Feed them alcohol until they can't stand up and then take them home. It's cheaper.
It's not really cheaper.
Not
what I'm saying at all.
So what you're saying is...
Don't give them hard drugs. Just give them alcohol. Wait till they're sloshed a little.
Yeah, do things here the old fashioned way.
Isn't there a song that says tequila makes her clothes fall off?
Oh, God damn it. What was his name? He was just at the damn show, Americanaville. Also, actually, a little pitch out to Americanaville, Livingston, Tennessee.
Livingston gets some of the up-and-coming music, country music artists coming in there.
Actually, what it is songwriters from, you know, everything.
I wrote this song when I was depressed, and now I'm going to sing it for you so you can be depressed.
Yes. oh, my God. What am I thinking? Gary Morris just came out there, and I can't think of what it is.
I have no idea what the lineup is. I'm sorry.
Yeah, I don't know what the lineup is.
Either.
Songwriters.
It's what it is. It is what it is. The songwriters who come out and tell stories of the reasons that they wrote down the songs.
Mm-hmm.
It's a good night. There's great food from the Steel Coop. Tina Rogers and Mark Hauser are the people that...
The producers
of the show.
Jared Rogers does sound, and Christian just fills space.
I fill space. I've enjoyed the last weekend. We had,
he's making sure the beer is cold for you.
We had Brady Seals from Little Texas.
Nice.
Who was there, and he put on a phenomenal show.
Yeah.
Phenomenal show. Gary Morris, we hang out. And I end up usually at the end of, actually, it was a funny story. I hope nobody cares that I tell the story, but it's funny as hell. So I am friends with the mortician of the town of Livingston.
The undertaker.
Yes. And
Breeze a lot of formaldehyde.
There's a bunch of people down there, but
got a limo with some rollers.
Yeah. He has a collection of old cars. And
from the dead people.
One night.
Mr. Johnson's got that nice Packer over there. He just kicked off. I'm going to go and offer them $200 for it.
So I want to say, and I could be wrong, but this is called a 1934 Graham, I think is what it's called.
I know what you're talking about. And then there was a car company with Graham in it.
Right, somebody with the way of Packard.
Not the way of Packard in Duesenberg.
So we're in a 1934 Graham. It's like 2 in the morning. We are going to a farm on these back roads, middle of nowhere, and the car breaks, runs out of gas.
Dun dun dun.
Dun dun dun.
Grand.
Now, this night has already consisted of buying a guitar that was probably worth $125 for $4,000.
Jesus.
Uh-huh. Uh-huh. Also, there was a good show that night with Gary Morris.
This is a lot of money in the dead business.
Yep.
Graham Motor Company. Sorry, we're not finding it.
No, but
anyway,
it's an old
the name
car.
Could be wrong.
Yeah. So we pull over on the side of the road. The car breaks down.
Because they do. Because they're old.
And who it is, I'm sorry, is the mortician.
You got to get out and hand crank it.
Gary Morris's son, Garam, I believe is his name.
Garam? Interesting name.
Is that the way you pronounce his name? Garam. And then myself. Yeah, right? And then there's myself. And we're broken down on the side of the road in the middle of nowhere, Tennessee, looking up at the stars. It's very pretty and everything. We have pictures of all this. And I look over the mortician. And I was like, hey, what are we going to do? He goes, don't worry. I got a guy. He literally picks up the phone, calls the guy. The guy says, I'll be there in about 15 minutes. He drives out, puts gas in our tank. We then drive on to the farm.
And then Christian wakes up the next morning, feeling of shame.
We go to the farm. They cook us some steaks that were just phenomenal steaks. Wagyu beef steaks. Wagyu steaks.
Yeah.
So it was unbelievably good. We leave there and we go back to his house where we just drink our asses off the rest of the night. And by the end of the night, there was a guitar bought for $4,000. We broke down the side of the road in 1934.
Automobile.
Not in the time period. That would have been a whole other movie.
This is a time traveling show.
We show up at a farm in the middle of the night, in the middle of the field, that there's no lights anywhere, and we're eating steak off of literally. There's a.
So we're just lopping them right off the cows and sticking them on a steak.
It was incredible. Absolutely incredible. And then went back and drank our asses off the rest of the night. That was a good night. And there was good music.
Good music. So if you happen to be in the Livingston area, Cookeville area, head out to Livingston and check out the, what was that again?
Every Thursday night, Americanaville.
Americanaville. Yeah. Go in there and get you some songs about songwriting.
I will not promise that you will drive around in 1934.
That's right. And get drunk.
But I will promise that you'll see Christian running around slapping Long Islands out of people's hands.
Is that a hornet's nest?
Could be.
A what?
A hornet's nest on your wall?
No, that is the chupacabra skull. I do own the chupacabra. I have the skull of the chupacabra found on a Mexican beach.
That was a Taco Bell dog, right?
Found on the Mexican beach.
So it's a coconut.
It's not a coconut. It is a skull. It is the skull of the chupacabra. So there you have it. Would you like to examine it?
I would.
All right. Well, let me get it.
All right. Thank you.
Do an autopsy.
We're going to check this thing out. You guys need to have a camera in here. Holy shit, that's an actual skull. I thought you were joking about
that. No, it's okay. I do not lie.
Oh my god, all right, that's an actual skull.
Yeah.
It's the chupacabra. Like, see the little horn sticking out of the side of its head?
You didn't take anatomy, did you?
That's the chupacabra.
That's a chupacabra.
I own it. Found on a Mexican beach, smuggled into America with a little bit of cocaine in it.
So what happened to what I believe is a dog is that...
I don't know, man. Chupacabra is part dog.
I'm sorry.
Look at the horn sticking out of the side of it.
You know, we're going to go with their horns.
See? Look, touch it.
Oh, I did. No.
Yeah, they're sharp, ain't they? See their horns.
Yeah, but there's pieces. Well,
look at it.
You do understand why all of this is missing, right? As you can see,
because it's a chupacabra. That's why.
Something ate this and ate the tongue and the eyes out.
Why was it on the beach?
It will help. You have to understand, animals don't have dining rooms, and so they don't.
Some don't.
This is an eye socket. That came in. This is probably a brown. I don't know what that is, too, though. That's not a dog, actually. Because dogs don't have this.
I don't know.
It's a Chewbacca.
Chewbacca.
It's the chupacabra skull.
With horns.
With horns.
It's got horns.
But it's even more rare.
That's right.
That's going to go in Zach Bagans' museum.
That's right.
What's this brown stuff around there? I can't see it.
Is it animal material?
Did that come with it?
It's blood or poop.
Animal material. Chupacabra blood.
But yeah, no, you can tell that something chewed on the nose of whatever this was.
I think it was just pointed, and it was just an alien.
Alien
sea creature. Could be aliens. Could be a seal.
You know what? It's weird, actually, the way its eyes socket is, because it's more looks like it's kind of pointed upward. So I'm actually kind of curious.
Maybe it's a bird.
No, it's too heavy for a bird.
Yeah. Expert Christian on skulls
Remember, I did study anthropology.
Yeah.
All right?
Okay, you did.
We do all
that doesn't mean you're any good at it. That doesn't mean you're any good at it.
So why aren't these people around?
Why are you not in the field studying some Amazon lost tribe?
Because I left that and went to culinary school.
Yeah, sucker.
Yeah, no, right? Dumbass.
He could have been running out of a jungle going, start the plane!
Start the plane! Dropping your little sack of gold on top of the monkey head skull or whatever it was.
Yeah.
You could have found that. See, I found, you know.
You could have found the brass monkey.
Brass monkey. monkey.
That's right. Speaking of roofies.
Yeah, they were going for the marrow on the cheeks. Look at that. You can see where they were going for the marrow on the cheeks right here.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, something ate the hell out of this thing.
Probably did.
The tongue is very collectible.
Scavengers.
Well, that's the chupacabra. That's my chupacabra skull, so thank you very much.
Yeah, that's really cool. I like that.
Anyway, there's the scientific portion of the show.
Yes, that is all.
See what you get for a year?
Yeah.
That's what you get.
That's the extent of my knowledge right there. I can see something go, hey,
some calcite in there. At one time, I'm thinking the brain fell out of this hole.
The brain was licked out of that hole. It's like, or ants, they got to it.
I'm thinking this may be blood here.
It's muscle and tissue is probably what that is.
Mm, yeah, it looks a little fatty, doesn't it?
And you want to horns. Boil it,
and then these horns here.
Those aren't horns, but yes.
They are horns.
They are not. Look at them. Yes, now those are eye sockets.
They're not eye sockets.
They are eye sockets. They connect to the damn cheek.
Most of it's right there.
Whatever.
I am kind of curious. Actually, let me see that real quick. Hold on. Where's my phone?
Are you going to like pull up a picture? You have a app for that? And you pull it up and like do a quick DNA test on it?
This?
It's like I can test for COVID and DNA on skulls.
I don't know if it's going to do it, though. Hold on.
It ain't going to.
Reverse
it. You just don't want to believe in the chupacabra. That's all. Many Spanish people have seen it and has eaten their babies.
Fucking pathetic. Now,
Jesus.
Talk amongst yourselves.
Chickpea is neither chick nor pea. Discuss.
It's a garbanzo bean.
Duran is neither a Duran nor a Duran.
All right, let's see here.
There you go. Oh, it's like scan a QR code of skulls.
Yeah.
Well, what it will do is actually match things. I don't know. I've never tried a skull before, so
there will be no results.
Well,
you just got the free app, or do you have the one you're paying for? Because if you get the free one, it's going
to
be
to pay for skulls.
Yeah, I may have to pay for skulls.
That's extra.
You got to kick in for that.
Maybe not.
Okay, that's okay. So,
It's
got horns.
I don't know if the underside will make it better or worse.
Yeah, I don't know if it will either, but we'll see. Oh, it's showing
it's
me
the devil fish. It's a baby Loch Ness monster.
What do you call those? Fossils.
It's a skeleton. It's not a fossil. It's not a rock.
Omanite, whatever the hell they're called. The shell. They look like big shrimp.
Yeah, but that's not.
That's not that.
Yeah.
Right. Trilobite.
It's like crustacean.
No, trilobites are like the little shelled ones that are walking around.
Yeah,
I don't know what the other ones. I'll have to think about it. It'll pop in my head.
It's like a different type of fossil. But that's the one where, because a fossil doesn't have any of the bone left, but that'll be the one where it does have bone left.
It's definitely mammal.
Mammalian?
It's mammal.
Oh, it's definitely a mammal.
I'm a mammalionaire.
It's a hybrid of a wolf and a dog, which becomes
hybrid efficient.
The chupacabra. That's right.
Must get good gas.
You're down in Latin America, ask them about the chupacabra, and they'll tell you about how that demon dog has killed thousands of them.
Ask them about the puta madre.
In the jungles of Peru. All
right. This is not so.
The giant guinea pig.
A bunch of fossils
yeah.
and everything.
Like, here, take listen, that.
For the sake of argument, this is the chupacabra skull.
we have it here.
We have horns.
It's got horns.
And DNA.
There's DNA. There's DNA in the skeleton itself.
Well, there's a ton of it on the outside. We
yeah.
need to go with
well,
skeleton.
If you want to get it tested, go ahead. Maybe we can send it off to Ancestry and they can tell us, you know.
Do you want to do that thing where it's like you
I almost think it's a canine, but I could be the eye socket's kind of weird on that. So it's almost like the
it doesn't have ears.
Is that a seal?
That's what I'm saying, a seal.
They have a seal?
It could be like a baby seal or something.
Because their eye shape or
which
their
were
eye
like,
placement's
yeah,
a little
or a
different.
Baby sea lion. Maybe a baby sea lion.
Or, yeah. Some sort of.
Because they have like tusks that come out of the sides, so that's where the horns
this
would come
is not
in.
Not tusks. I'm going to punch you in the tusks. They're not tusks, they're not horns. They're part of the
eye. Walrus.
You can see where they connect over here.
There's just divots. How can you. Whatever.
Because, yeah, it's. There was more to it.
There's
like,
a lot
don't
more,
agree
yeah,
with
you're,
him.
You're not here. There's a lot more missing.
No, if that was all there was to it, that'd be a terrifying fucking creature.
Yeah,
like, Jesus, what happened?
It's,
kill me!
It's Gollum. I just sit there and look at my neighbors while petting my chupacabra skull.
Looks like a fat tick, actually, yeah, when you hold it like
does.
That.
It's like a horseshoe crab got AIDS.
It's like it bumped its head a lot. It's got a lot of cracks in it.
Yeah. It's got it's modeled after
it. Did you ever fucking take anatomy in school?
I was high. Anatomy.
It's a
is that where they, is that where they divided us up into boys and girls and went to the gym? They're like, don't get girls pregnant, you dumbasses.
Well, that's that. Was that,
it's
that
like they should have gave us like real life experience. It's like, you know, you have the film about what's going to happen. They're like, yeah, but you didn't tell me it was going to happen like every fucking 15 minutes through adolescence. And I would normally be in the classroom when the bell rings. And now I have to get up and leave.
That sounds tough.
It's like you got to put the trapper keeper in front of your boner before you walk out of the classroom.
Yeah.
It's like they didn't tell you that part. They didn't tell you that part in the movie. They're like, from now until you're dead, you're gonna have a raging boner. Even when you can't have one.
That's funny.
From the chupacabra to raging boners.
May they never meet.
May they never meet. All right, well, we're coming up on 30 minutes. Let's take a break. I gotta pee.
Done.